6:06 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. You can see all of our stories at the Tennessee Star, TennesseeStar.com. That's TennesseeStar.com. We'll be joined in the 7 o'clock hour in studio by our good friend John Harris of the Tennessee Firearms Association. He's got an event coming up in early September. We'll talk about that. But right now, we are joined on our newsmaker line by Bryson Gray, MAGA rapper, and the cool factor of the Tennessee Star Report has just increased by 1,000%. Bryson, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, man. Thanks so much for having me.
So now, here's what's interesting. I am looking at all of the great stuff that you've done. Of course, you're like the number one MAGA rapper out in the world. You had the good sense to leave North Carolina to come to Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, a couple years ago. You've got this new release from, I think it premiered earlier this month, God Save America. Tell us about this.
Yes, sir. God Save America. It's a song with me featuring James McCoy Taylor and Tyson James. And it's basically just saying if we want to save America, we ought to turn back to God and remember what the founding fathers were talking about when they made this country.
You know, all of the folks on the left, they don't know how to deal with you. How do they deal with a rapper who's, you know, overtly Christian and supports the MAGA movement? What kind of reaction do you get when you go out and you put out your terrific music that has this strong pro-American theme?
People don't say much in person. On the internet, though, I have so many trolls and so many haters on the internet, but I love it. So it's awesome.
Bring it on, he says, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And okay, now you also tell what's your website and where can people learn more about you? What's the name? What is your URL?
My website is BrysonCreates2.com. BrysonCreates2.com, as in like Bryson creating something.
Bryson create, is it the number two?
Yes, the number two. Because okay. My first one, the first website got hacked and my name got stolen.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding you at all.
when did you get hacked?
The website stuff happened, I think, last year. It was just BrysonCreates.com.
Okay, because last time you were on, it was a different website. Now it's BrysonCreates2, the number 2.com. We got to talk about, you do music, you do performances, you sell hats, very cool hats. You've got one kind of hat. I got to talk about this because last time we talked about it, and it was just, I didn't know what these hats were. It's called a bucket hat, right?
Yes, sir. You got it right.
You've got a Make America Great Again bucket hat. Now, you also sell like the baseball caps, but a bucket hat is, well, tell our audience, I mean, you can go to BrysonCreates2.com. But, and by the way, the cool factor here, without Bryson Gray, there's no cool factor in the Tennessee Star Report. Well, you know that, you know, you've been in here, you know that we are not cool. I suppose you wearing a bucket hat, now that's cool.
1 minute.
Me wearing a bucket hat is just goofy. Tell everybody what a bucket hat looks like.
It's sort of like a fisherman's hat, pretty much what it is.
Mm-hmm.
In urban culture, we call it a bucket hat. I think you'll be fly with it, though.
See, and again, the cool factor just went up 1,000%. I don't know exactly what that means, but I think it's a good thing if I'm fly with it, right?
Yes, sir. That's a great thing. Trust.
Hey, can you stick around and hold on for the next segment?
Of course.
Okay, we're talking to Bryson Gray here on the Tennessee Star Report, MAGA rapper, the number one MAGA rapper in America, Bryson Gray. His website, BrysonCreates2.com. We'll be back after this. And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report, 6:18 a.m. on our newsmaker line, the number one MAGA rapper in the entire United States. He lives right here in Middle Tennessee. His name is Bryson Gray. His website, BrysonCreates2.com. BrysonCreates2.com. Now, Bryson, I want you to tell our listening audience a little bit about your story, but before we get to that, I have a question opportunity for you. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Do you know John Rich?
Yes.
Oh, you do know John?
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of him, yeah.
Oh, but you've not met him. You know of him, but you've not met John. He's a friend.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
Okay, so we're gonna play musical matchmaker here. Okay. So we're gonna introduce you. We'll set up a time for you to meet with John. John Rich is an iconic country music star who just put out, he's sort of like you, he put out a new single called Progress, and he released it not through a record label, but through Truth Social and Rumble, and it shot to number one on the iPod charts, and the lyrics of it are just, fantastic. And one element of it, he says, "You can take your progress and shove it where the sun don't shine." You like that?
I love that.
I think the two of you together working on something would be just fantastic. So we'll put you together with John Rich. And the MAGA rapper, the number one MAGA rapper, and the number one country music guy in America, what a combo that would be, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, that'd be amazing, man. That'd be cool.
Now, Bryson Gray on the web at BrysonCreates2.com. So people can support, buy your music, download it. That's one thing. And you've got Let's Go Brandon, and you had that like the number one hit there for some time. And do you do concerts? You do concerts, don't you?
Yeah, I just had a performance in San Antonio last week. I got another one coming up in Colorado soon also.
So tell us about the concert tour. Typically, like, what kind of events do you do? What did you do in San Antonio? What was that concert like? Are you the headliner or a whole bunch of people? What was the venue?
It was called the Freedom Fest. It was Terrence K. Williams, if you've heard of him.
Yeah.
It was Terrence K. Williams. I'm pretty sure he was the headliner. And then it was me. There was another conservative rapper named Forgiato Blow, and there was a lot of speakers from the 2000 Mules movie also. It was pretty fun.
That was great. And now, what's going on in Colorado? What's that event going to be?
We think the date is going to be October 4th or 5th. We still haven't confirmed the exact date yet, but that's going to be another festival with me and Tyson James. So I do a lot of those. I'm always traveling. But I'm home for like 2 weeks this time, so I love it.
So now you do all of, you have your own studio. You live in Middle Tennessee here. You moved from North Carolina. Smart move, by the way. We're glad you're here. what, you have your own studio? You do all of your producing? You do it all yourself, right?
I do everything in-house. I don't produce all of my beats, but I have a Christian conservative producer that produces a lot of them. And I record it right here in the room I'm talking to you in right now.
Oh, no kidding. And so you make money with your downloads, and you make money selling apparel, and you make money selling headwear, and you're out there doing your concerts. You're living the American dream, aren't you, Bryson?
Yep, hard work, man, but it takes a lot of work, especially when you're independent. Like, currently I release a new song every Friday with the music video, and that takes a lot of work, but it's worth it.
You do a new song every Friday.
Yep, every Friday I release a new song and music video, because when you're independent and fighting what I call the demonic music industry,
yeah,
you have to work hard. You have to work harder than they do.
So, what song are you releasing this Friday?
This Friday I'm releasing a song called "Biden Blame Putin." it's self-explanatory.
Your stuff is always so great. It's always so on point. Now, do you release on Truth Social and Getter and Rumble, or how do you release a song? Tell us how you release a song.
I release it everywhere, on Rumble. I release it on True Social. I release it on Twitter. I release my stuff everywhere for the simple fact that I could get banned from anywhere. So this Friday, I'm finally unbanned from YouTube. I was suspended for 2 weeks because one of my music videos got banned. But my videos, I still have them on Rumble and True Social.
Okay, so like YouTube, which they ban you all the time. And then unban you. What's the most recent reason YouTube banned one of your songs?
I have a music video called Pride Month that became real popular, and YouTube said we can't have that, and they banned it. And I'm one strike away from getting my YouTube permanently banned.
So what was the one they didn't like? Prime what?
It's called Pride Month.
Pride Month.
In June. Yeah.
Okay. And what did What did they not like about your Pride Month YouTube video and song?
I don't think they like the Bible.
That dadgum Bible. You can't be using that, can you, according to YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube and Spotify banned it, Apple Music banned it, everybody banned it. It's currently the most banned song of the country.
And what exactly was so awful about it, according to these left-wing lunatics?
I'm assuming Bible verses. What's funny is this is not even, I feel like, one of my most controversial songs. But I guess we talk about the Bible, you criticize a specific community, then this is what you have to deal with.
So you quote the Bible, and YouTube bans your song Pride Month.
Yep. Every platform, I don't think there's any platform with Pride Month still on it outside.
Really?
Outside of Rumble.
It's on Rumble, Pride Month. Now you've got me curious. During this break, I'm going to go and I'm going to listen to, on Rumble, Pride Month by Bryson Gray. Just because, you know, if it's banned by YouTube and all the other left-wing social media, it's got to be great.
Yeah, it's exercising free speech. What's the point of fighting for free speech if we don't exercise it?
Yeah, well, they're trying to just shut you down. This is what we love about you, Bryson. You know, you just keep delivering the hits, and you keep trying, and you keep pushing. I'm gathering that your career is, like, doing better and better all the time. Is that right?
Yeah, my song Hunter Biden Hacked was just number one on iTunes.
What was it? The Hunter Biden Hacked?
Yep. you know, I'm just a news reporter. I'm a Christian news reporter.
Who does MAGA rapping?
Yes, sir.
Well, of course. Okay, so the greatest hits from Bryson Gray at BrysonCreates2.com. Let's Go Brandon, Hunter Biden Hacks, Pride Month. Those are all, you know, those are all pretty great tunes.
Thank you.
Well, Bryson Gray, thanks so much for joining us today. And we salute you for your support of America, for your support of free speech, and especially, Bryson, for being the entrepreneurial, successful, number one MAGA rapper in America. Bryson Gray, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We'll have Bryson on again. It's always a great story. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. We'll be back after this.